This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are coming to you live from our studio in Highlands Ranch today and practicing our social distancing as well. And so we are glad you are with us. We've got Charlie back at the studio, Steve, our right-hand man here at our remote studio, and also Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage, as this is our special day for Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number, 720-895-0500. And we are glad to bring you this show each week, and we are certainly glad you have joined us. And maybe this is your first time to hear our show. Maybe you've just been scrolling through a lot of different dials now, and maybe from home office and things. So we are glad you are with us. And certainly check out our website, haystackhelpradio.com. We've combined that site now to have our podcast, our referral list, everything there at one site. So be sure and check that out, haystackhelpradio.com. And with that, we welcome Mr. Kurt Rogers.
You have a very nice studio here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Nothing against Charlie and his studio. Charlie, right. It's okay, but this is the nice studio. I like this.
Hey, easier drive for me and you. Yeah. So, hey.
Parking's better.
Parking, nice. Free parking. So, hey.
Well, right now, driving is not a problem.
Man, I'm telling you. But you know what? They're seeing a lot of, I was talking with some folks the other day, and they're saying a lot of people's speeds are up.
Oh.
Because they're
the roads
not really
are empty.
Trying to speed.
Right.
But our cars go pretty fast these days, yeah. And all of a sudden they're getting clocked at 80 and 90
quiet,
miles
very
an
smooth.
Hour.
Yeah, we were driving the other day. My wife and I, we drove down to Washington Park just to walk around. And we saw several speed traps on the way down. And she said, why? I said, well, look at the roads. Mm-hmm. People just get in the habit. They're just going to go. And you're going to speed because of the cars. They're just so quiet and smooth. You just
exactly. So, Kurt, just a couple of minutes here before we get into our topic. Are you as shocked as I am at where we are today, just in our country, with this virus taking over as strongly as it has?
I think everybody is. I don't think anybody anticipated what is happening, but I see it as a pause. I don't, you know, it's real. It's a shame that that it's come. It's a shame that all these people are suffering, and people that have lost their job, the people that have caught the disease and are no longer with us. You can't look at that and think that the world's ever going to be the same way as it was.
Yeah.
There's some things that we're going to learn through this. While they're tragic now, there's going to be another side to this that maybe we can help make it better. Because if you look back all the way to 1918, when they had that virus that killed a lot more people than this one, we didn't have the education then, but we learned from that one. Mm-hmm. We learned from the bird flu. We learned from things, and from this we will learn to make it even safer and better and different things we need to make sure we have. I think it's tragic, but I think it's a pause. I think it's a pause in 2020 that we'll remember. At least for the rest of my life.
Sure, absolutely.
I've never gone through it before. I've never been around anything close. The bird flu was one, but it has nothing compared to what this thing can do.
Right. Steve, since you're older than both of us, tell us from your knowledge, what do you think about all this?
I think your microphone's about to go dead. That's what I think. I don't know. I liken it to, you know, as we move away from this point in time and this thing is behind us, it'll appear in our minds just kind of like 9/11. Mm-hmm. It'll just be that point in history and or Pearl Harbor. It'll just be an incredible reference point to where we all were, and not that the world stood still, but still it's got to be something that just occupies your every thought.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I'd be the first to say, I'm taking a lot of things for granted.
Right.
Running in the grocery store, finding anything you want, you know, going to any restaurant you want to in town, anytime you want. And so, you know, our churches are basically shut down except for live streams and different things like that. So you miss that. So, I mean, it's just there will be a new normal
There will be.
Yeah.
I think you're going to you're going to value things like your marriage better, your relationship mm-hmm. with your kids, your relationship with your neighbors. You're being forced to communicate sometimes with people, even though it might be 6 to 10 to 20 feet away.
Right.
But because you can't communicate with people like you normally do at work, now you've got to find different ways to do that. Yeah. Who would have known that Zoom would all of a sudden be the new key word for 2020?
No, I've had three people contact me today and ask me if I do Zoom meetings. I'm like, well, I'm about to.
Yeah. My daughter got to me. She said, let's do Zoom. She said, go to the internet. I went on and bang. I said, well, hello, that works really well.
Yeah.
Our church last night, we did a game of trivia, and there were 25 of us playing the game on Zoom. It was just, it's a new way. I'm concerned that we will trust in something like that so much more that we'll quit even communicating once this is all over, you know, the face-to-face stuff.
Right.
But there are some good things that are going to come out of this, if you can say anything good comes out of all the tragedy.
Absolutely. Well, once again, this is a special edition of Your Money Matters and Affordable Interest Mortgage sponsors each week. And normally we have different guests on, but every once in a while I tell Kurt, hey, you need to do your own show. And let's talk about mortgages a little bit. And boy, Kurt, stock market, mortgages, we hear all the things with interest rates and all. So there are a lot of questions out there about mortgage rates right now. And some lenders are advertising, you know, this is the best rates ever. You know, we're seeing the best rates ever, and that rates are the lowest we've seen in years. So when people call to take advantage of those rates, we're being told that's really not true. Explain that.
One of the things that's happened is before the coronavirus, or I'll call it COVID-19, took off, the rates had dropped down to under 3%. So there were a lot of people taking advantage of it. There was so much traffic going into the lenders that they got overloaded. So the bond market didn't change. The feds lowered the rate, which affects short-term loans. So everything was driving the rates down, but the lenders couldn't handle it anymore. So they basically said, okay, we're going to raise the rates. Even though they could buy the money cheaper, they didn't want to sell it because it was affecting their company and their business that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that took off just about the time that COVID took off. So rates are down. I cannot argue that the bond market's down. The rates there should be good. But you're not going to find lenders going to loan money. What we're hearing from the lenders is they're going to come back to those rates. The market's not going to change. Those rates are going to come back. You just have to be patient. Because what the lenders do, and a lot of people don't quite understand how this works, if you go out and you get a loan for, let's say, 3.75 today or 4% today, well, in 2 to 4 to 6 weeks, that rate's going to be 3. So you're going to go refinance that because you can drop it a point.
Okay.
Well, the problem with that is the lender that did the loan doesn't make any money till you make at least 6 to 12 payments. So they have a lot of cost. They know that, and I'm talking all the lenders know that so well, that's why they're saying no. They're not going to give us a rate that they could make money on and bring some business in because they know it's a waste of time and money to them because they're not going to make anything. Because they got people they have to pay. They got to pay their employees to do the loans. They got to pay us to do the loans. So everybody gets paid. Well, if you're not keeping the loan, they lose the money. They don't get it back.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why you're not seeing the rates. So one of the things that we're doing here is I have several customers that were really getting close, but their rates were still too high. I said, let's just hold off. Let's wait till the rates come back down. And the minute they do, I will lock your loan for 30 to 45 days so we're safe. So I have the largest list I've ever had of customers.
I know. I was in your office the other day. Man, it was like a legal pad just flipping pages.
It was of people that are saying, okay, I want to get started. I get your basic income information. I get your basic asset information. And then I have a list of you. So when you tell me, here's the rate I want to get, here's my loan, I'll know value, I'll know things, then I can just hit a button and go, it's locked. We're good for 45. Now let's start the process.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get in. And I have a lot of customers that are doing that.
Right.
So yes, the rates are down, but no, they're not down. And that's the reason why.
Okay. Now, I've been hearing also that there's a new legislation called CARES Act, and people are saying you don't have to make mortgage payments, you know, for a number of months. Is that true?
That's I call that dyslexia hearing.
We hear what we want.
You hear a piece of it, but you don't put it all together. The overall statement is you may be eligible to not make a mortgage payment for 12 months. Okay? but you may not be. But the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Jenny Mae, and Jenny Mae is the arm behind government loans, VA and FHA. They've come out through Congress and the White House that they have this CARES Act that will allow you, should you be suffering from COVID-19, being laid off and not having the funds to make your payments, you have to prove that to them. And they will allow you to defer your payment, not eliminate it, defer the payment for 6 months. At the end of that 6 months, if you're not back up and running, they'll give you another 6 months. So yes, technically you can go the full 12. There's some stipulations to it. The first one is your loan has to be owned by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Jenny Mae. Now, most loans, 70 to 80% of all loans in this country, are owned by them. But there's a large portion that aren't. For example, there's loans like with Wells Fargo and Bank of America and Chase and Mr. Cooper. Those loans might not be owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They may be servicing companies, and they may also be the bank that owns the loan. Mm-hmm. They don't have to abide by any of these. I've already had several of my customers call and say, I got this. What do I do? First thing I tell you to do is you need to check with the servicer. If you cannot make your payment, if you're going to struggle, make your mortgage payment, you need to pick up the servicer and call them. That servicer, maybe it's owned by Fannie, Freddie, or Jenny. It's okay. The servicer can work it out. They know the rules. But if they're not, you need to start working out the rules with that servicer to let them know. They will be more than happy to try to help you through the process. So that's the first recommendation I have. Now, there's a website you can go to if you want to find out if your loan is serviced by or how this whole program works. It's called Fannie Mae, FannieMae.com /portal/COVID-19. If you put that in, it'll give you all the rules and the regulations and how you qualify and what you do to get going through that process.
All right, so FannieMae.com/portal.
/portal/COVID-19.
Right.
That's where you can find out a lot about, am I going to be able to make that work? Now, make sure you put in the dash. There has to be a dash after the COVID before the 19.
All right.
Not an underscore, but a dash.
All right. So FannieMae.com/portal/COVID-19. And that you can look up your
Looking up, and you can put in your address and find it. If not, it will tell you all the rules. Now, if you can't find it on Fannie Mae, you can call your servicer. Those are the people to send you the mortgage statement every month.
Right.
Pick up the call. Ask them, is this loan owned by Fannie, Freddie, or Jenny Mae? Who owns this loan? If they say Bank of America, which it could be, or they could say Fannie owns it, or Mr. Cooper. Then at that point, you need to talk with someone and say, I need to talk to someone about what's called forbearance. Now, understand that the government is trying to help and do things. One of the positives that I really see in this that is helpful, and we learned this from 2008. There are times people could have stayed in their home had they been given a break at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, I think, why they're doing this. And this one is going to be such a short-term pause in comparison to what happened in 2008, 9, and 10. This might last 3 to 6 months to a year. That's short-term. But you're going to be put into what's called forbearance. Once you go into forbearance, they will not report you not making your mortgage payment on your credit bureau. That is huge, because what happened last time when people couldn't make their payments, they were told not to make their payments since they had already missed a couple to go into foreclosure or forbearance and do a short sale on the house. Well, that destroys your credit for a long period of time.
Sure.
Government says two things. First of all, you can't report it to the credit reporting agencies. And the second thing, you can't foreclose. So they're basically telling the banks you have to work with these people. So Fannie, Freddie, and Jenny, that's what they're doing. If you're not with them, you need to call your servicer if you believe you're not going to be able to make your mortgage payment. Now, when you get to the other side, you have within 3 years, you have to make up those months that you missed,
okay,
according to the regulations.
Now, I had one person tell me they called their bank. They said they could not make payments for 6 months, but at the end of the 6 months, they owed that total sum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does that help you?
I mean, well, that's a bank that's not Fannie, Freddie, or Jenny.
Okay.
Freddie, see, if they'll defer the payment. They're not going to eliminate. They'll defer the payment for 12 months. But after that 12 months, you then have 24 months to make up all those payments. Now, let's say your payment's $1,800 a month and you can pay three. They'll put you up on $300 a month. Then you're only deferring 15.
Okay, gotcha.
So you can, you don't.
So if you could do half,
if you can do any of it, just to keep it going, it's going to make. They're not telling you you don't have to make the payments, and they're giving you a maximum of 3 years to pay it all back. If it's a privately owned, what we call portfolio lenders, if they own the loan, they can. I had a person who went to Mr. Cooper. Mr. Cooper says, "We'll let you off the hook for 3 months. At the end of 3 months, we want it all back." Well, that doesn't help the person at all.
Exactly.
It doesn't do them any good. There's still some questions as to what's going to happen when you get out of this. And I haven't got those answers. When I do, I will be more than happy to come back on the show and explain them. But when you go into forbearance, if it's a normal forbearance, after you come out of forbearance, the lenders require that you make payments for 12 months before you refinance the home.
Gotcha.
Now, that could affect you if you've got a rate that's, let's say, 4.25, 4.5, 4.75, mm-hmm. and you're getting off the hook for 3, 4, 5 months, you want to come back. I'm not saying it will, I'm not saying it won't, but under old tradition, under old guidelines, yes, that was the case.
Right.
So it's important to pay attention. Understand, and I really like this, it's not affecting your credit report.
Absolutely.
I mean, no matter what you pay, it's not going to affect it. It's going to determine what the lenders see on the other side on what they can do.
And if you haven't been contacted by your credit cards or your auto financial person, you know, that's got the loan on your vehicle, I'm hearing a lot of people are reaching out to those folks, and a lot of them are doing some special things for people.
A lot of the, like GMAC and Ford and Toyota and all of those, they're looking at, their finance arms are looking at, we don't want to go after these people. We don't want to.
They don't want the car back.
No, they don't want the car. When they sell it, the goal is that you pay them off and you keep it. They don't want it back for any reason. So it'd be better for them to kick the can down the road. Now, one of the other things with this is if you, let's say you're making payments and your payment is $300 a month and you don't make it by the 15th, they cannot charge you any interest or late fees as long as it's paid within the 30 days period of time. Escrows are still paid by the lender.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to move this down the road should you need it. It's not for everybody. If you've been affected by it, it's designed for you.
Right.
So I do some research on it, but you can go to FannieMae.com /portal/COVID-19, and you can learn a lot about how it works. Freddie Mac has their own website saying the same thing.
Absolutely. And once again, Kurt's number at the office, 720-895-0500. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about mortgages. We'll be right back. Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at StackOptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we are coming to you live from our remote studio in Highlands Ranch. Glad to have producer Steve here with us handling things for us. Charlie back at the main studio. Kurt Rogers also with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And look, we can take your call still. So if you've got any questions about mortgages and you'd like to give us a call, 303-477-5600, and we'll open up the phone lines for that as well. And Kurt will be glad to help you. And I promise you, there is no better person. I'm not saying this because he's sitting 6 feet away. But
6 feet, one inch.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, there is no better guy in the world that will sit down with you and explain things that you can understand and to find out what's best for you. Not him, but what's best for you. And I've been knowing Kurt for many, many years now, sent him tons of people, just a great guy, and he wants to do what's best for you and your loan. So give him a call, 720-895-0500, or like I say, our phone lines are open now. All right, Kurt, so, man, too bad we don't have those crystal balls forecaster glasses here, but, I mean, I think that's one thing, too, that's put people in such a fear and panic is, you know, just a fear of the unknown. We like to be in control of things, and right now, nobody feels like they're in control of anything. So what do you see, you know, and I mean,
for 2020?
Yeah, and I realize your answer could change tomorrow with the news conference from the president or something, but what are you seeing out there in the future now for our economic environment?
It's amazing how many times I get asked that question, and I can tell you what I think. But before I do that, I want to go back to this last 12 months payments.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention to you, it only works on your primary, will not work on an investment or a second home. You can only miss those payments on your primary. But as far as 2020, I firmly believe we will come out of this. What's different about this than what we had in 2008, 9, and 10, that was man-made. That was self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. This was not. We maybe not paying attention, and that's one of the things I hope we learn from this. Instead of quit pointing fingers, we've seemed to Congress and the House and the White House have seemed at the beginning of this,
yep,
a couple of weeks ago, everything was moving very well together. They were passing laws and they were moving things along, you know. But then all of a sudden, we got to quit. We got to realize that this battle we're facing is not against each other. It's against the disease, and that,
sure,
we should learn to tolerate other people. But that besides the point. With the economy, our financial fundamentals were very strong before this hit. The stock market was doing well. Everything was fine. Yeah, we had a little bit of fakeness, a little bit of float in there, but it wasn't bad. Unemployment was good. Those numbers are still going to be there. It's like somebody mentioned to me, it's like the economy's going along in a one-inch hose and all of a sudden somebody clamps it down. Mm-hmm. Well, it's backing up behind it. It can't go any forward. We've shut everything down. But all of a sudden, they're going to open that up. And when they do, it's going to come back. It might take 60 days. It might take 6 months. But we're going to get back. Will we, yeah, get back to where we were? Maybe, maybe not. But we're going to get back a lot closer than we are now. Mm-hmm. And the unemployment, that's going to be the hardest part, in my opinion, is getting people going back to work. Not everybody's going to be able to go back to work and do the same job they were doing before. There's going to be some losses. There's going to be some companies that go out of business, and surprising companies that might go out of business. But there's going to be more business. There's going to be more opportunity. Again, look at Zoom. All of a sudden, now they're going to start looking at ways. Title companies and lenders are now looking at a way to where you never have to go anywhere to close.
Sure.
It's been out. They've now just turned that turbocharge that to figure out how to do it faster. Mm-hmm. The state of Colorado was saying no against it, but now they're starting to say, yes, let's do it. So you can. It's not about social distancing. It's about convenience, about speed, about making it simpler on people to be able to do things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you're going to see here's a question I get quite often. What do you think is going to happen to home values? And that's a good question. There's going to be areas that are going to be hit. Those are the areas that are those folks that are not able to make their mortgage payments. So when there's a couple homes and a couple foreclosures, that's going to affect that section. I don't believe that home values will increase at 4 to 6% like they have been. I believe they might even become stable. I do not believe for the remaining part of this year that home values are going to go down. I don't see that anywhere because right now there are so many realtors, got so many customers who want to buy homes, but because of the rates, they can't. They're going to come back. The people want to sell their homes. People want to buy homes. It's coming back. Mm-hmm. We can't let what we see today not look at the big picture where it's going to be in 6 months from now. This is all going to be behind us. We're going to be in summer. We're going to be watching the Broncos. We're going to be outside. We're going to be doing those things that we do.
Right.
So the economy is going to get back. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And, you know, again, this isn't a political statement. I'm just glad that we have, you know, Trump running this as a businessman. You know, I think I think the worst mistake in the world would be to have another president, you know, in a number of months, because I think Trump will get us back, you know.
We talked about that this morning in the office. I was talking with one of my lenders, and I said, when we get past this, he's the guy I want to run the economy again. He's because he knows how to put the gas pedal down and get it moving.
Sure.
To where unemployment's low and people are getting raises and they're getting jobs and things. It's not perfect. Please understand.
No.
There's problems.
Yeah.
But we are moving in such a way that he's the kind of guy that I believe will make the decisions to make the country keep moving forward and being economically sound. If this changes, yeah, then we could have. Then you got to unwind me, and we're going to change after November.
Yeah, no doubt. Once again, Kurt's number is 720-895-0500. And I realize, you know, you may be driving if you need to be out, or you may be working in your home office and listening to us, whatever the case may be, and maybe you don't have time to call in. But if you would like to call Kurt and ask him any questions about your mortgage, what's going on, what's best for you, give him a call. He'll be glad to help you, 720-895-0500. Now, another term that we've used, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, but I want to get a little more detail for folks, and what is being mortgage safe?
Okay. And I learned this through 2008. There are loans out there that will allow you not to be able to lose your home. There's different ways to attack that, but most people never thought of that before or understood to the damage what could happen if the economy collapsed, and in this case, a virus. If you're going along and you can't tap your equity, if you can't be able to make your mortgage payment, you've not only lost your home, you've lost your credit score, and you got to start all over. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry to say, if you know I'm 25, 30 years old, I have no problem starting over. When I'm 45, 50, 55, 60, A, I don't necessarily have the strength to do it and learn a new career, and I don't have the bank account behind me that helps me get that done in most cases.
Sure.
And I don't have the years to recoup my losses. So it becomes much harder. What mortgage safe means is being able to access the funds necessary to make your mortgage payment when you can't. And I have, we've all talked about the loan. It's called the asset manager. And after the break, I'll kind of get into more detail on how that one and other loans can do the same thing for you. Allow you to be able to keep your home when you're unemployed or you face a financial hardship that you were not expecting. Now, for many people, COVID-19 is financial hardship. It is. Mm-hmm. How do you get past it? It's not the end of the world. There are ways to get past it. And there's ways you can, even right now, take effect of that and make it move forward.
Great. 303-477-5600. If you'd like to talk to Kurt about any mortgage question, we'll take your call. We'll be right back.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Len Lyle Chevrolet is considered an essential business, and they'll remain open for service, parts, and body work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they're following all the CDC recommendations. Len Lyle Chevrolet wants you to stay safe and will resume sales soon.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. And Jim, that just called in, please call us back, sir. I am sorry. We went a little long there, but we will get you immediately on air with your question. So give us a call back, 303-477-5600, and we will get you on immediately, sir. So, Kurt, preparing. You know, I tell you what, I think this has taught a lot of us. We were not quite as prepared as we maybe even thought we were and I'm talking about everything in our life. I mean, from everything. Groceries. Toilet paper.
I still can't figure that one out. I'm sorry.
Guns, ammo. No, but I mean, really, I mean, you know, boy, you got to look at things. You know, could you get by 90 days, 6 months, 9 months financially through these things? So this mortgage safe sounds pretty neat.
Yeah, your parents teach you in most cases when you're growing up, you know, as you get out there, that you want to have 6 months worth of expenses. Well, when you're 25 or 30, it's like, I don't make enough to put that money away.
Right.
Well, this is, like you said, this is a time to where that works. When I'm talking about the mortgage safe, let me give you some numbers compared back to 2008 and why I think this is so critical. In 2008 to 2010, because of the mortgage meltdown, there were 7 million people that foreclosed and lost their home. Now, that was to the tune of $6.5 billion. That's a lot of money. But what they found out is, when I did research on that, that the average person that lost their home had over 30% equity in their home. So if you take a $300,000 house, that's basically telling you you've got $70,000, $80,000 worth of equity. How many of those people, and I'm going to give you a number here in a minute, but how many of those people, if they've been able to access half of that, would have been able to make their mortgage payment and maybe their car payment out of that, to where they could keep their credit score in time, to where they could focus on getting a job and start to get back on their feet? Because what happened back then were, many people, when it started to go south, they would miss a mortgage payment, then they'd miss another one, and they heard about government programs that would come in and bail them out if they, you know, if they foreclosed. So that they would call their banker, and the banker says, "We'll just miss the next 6 months,
right,
and then we'll foreclose." Well, what that did is it drove them right into foreclosure, which drove down the housing market much more than it needed to be. And these people, while they had the equity, they lost it. Now the equity went away. The funny thing about it, again, through my research, the banks didn't lose the money. The banks got the homes back. They got the 30%. But then they sat on the homes. They were invisible homes. We called them shadow homes. And there were millions across the country. And when the market changed, they put them back out in the market to sell. So the banks ended up taking advantage of it. Now, I'm not picking on the banks, but why would you, if there's a way you could prevent that from happening, mm-hmm. because when you make a mortgage payment, to me, it's no different than making a 401k payment. If I'm paying $2,000 a month for my mortgage, I'm paying $2,000 a month for a 401k, at the end of, let's say, 20 years, I'm going to have $350,000, $400,000 in my 401k. Well, I've got that in my equity in my house. Do I leave my money in my 401k and never access it? Why would I leave the money in my house? That's mine. I paid for it. I earned it. It doesn't belong to anybody else. It belongs to me. So when times get tough, why can I not access that money? So I can protect myself from touching my other 401k over here, or my pension plans, or my retirement plans. So when you look at a house as a way to protect yourself because it's your home, using the asset manager mortgage allows you. My neighbor in 2008, she had the loan for about 6 months. She lost her job. She worked at Oppenheimer's. She was unemployed for 18 months. She made a mortgage payment, car payment, kid went to school, everything happened. Credit score was great. 18 months she was unemployed. She was able to make her payments.
Wow.
Now, that's not a whole lot of money. It worked out to maybe $40,000. But she had the equity in the house that she had earned up to that point. At the end of that 18 months, she went out and got a job, started making her payments back. She'll still pay off her house in half the time that she had on the 30. And she survived that 18 months. She kept her credit score. She kept everything. Once a month, she'd bring me cookies or cake.
I would have, too.
Man, I didn't realize that at the time. For me personally,
sure.
When I went through 2008 to 2010, the company struggled trying to do loans. There were many times, because my wife works with me, we didn't pay each other. The mortgage took care of us for our bills,
mm-hmm.
just so I could keep the company afloat. It allowed me to do things I could have never done, and that's when I learned real quick to be able to access my money. It's the equity, but it's my money. If you have $300,000 sitting in the bank, or sitting in cash, are you going to put it in the bank or put it in a pillow? If you're not able to access it, you're putting it in a pillow. It's not helping you.
Right.
It's your money. And I'm not telling you to go out and get loans just to take the money out. I'm saying pay off your home. Just have access to the equity. So when the speed bumps of life come along, or the big potholes like we're facing now,
mm-hmm.
you can get past them. And they can help you keep everything, your home. And you can take the care of the things that are important, your family,
sure.
your health, and not worry about it.
Right. Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500, and he will be glad to visit with you by phone, make an appointment with you, whatever is needed, a Zoom meeting.
Whatever. We'll do a Zoom.
Yeah, doing Zoom meeting.
I do bring Central, but it's the same thing.
Okay, and but he will be able to help you. And so, you know, when you look at it, you know, besides the asset manager, and I still want to talk about the asset manager a little bit, but let's talk about, you know, some ways maybe now that people can do some things.
You don't have to take the asset manager to make this work. If let's say you don't have as much equity as you think, you can go out and get a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 second mortgage at the right place. Make sure it's the right place. And you can get that and not borrow any money. It costs you maybe $400, $500 to get the loan because they might not need to appraise it, because right now appraisers don't want to come into your house, so they've got new ways of appraising your home.
Mm-hmm.
So you go out and get $20,000, $40,000, $50,000 in a line of credit. Don't take it. It costs you $400 or $500. Leave it there. If you never borrow against it, it costs you just that little bit of money to get it.
To get it.
But should you need it, now you got it. And they give you, in most cases, 25 to 30 years to pay it back. You don't need to necessarily refinance. While sometimes that's a better deal, if you have questions about that, you can pick up the phone and call me.
Mm-hmm.
I can connect you with some, because I don't do them, but I know people that do them, and they do them well, and it's very beneficial. And with the interest rates down to basically prime, which is 3.75, That's a great loan to get. If you borrow the money, you're borrowing it at a low rate. So everything about that looks good. And that's one of the ways you can become mortgage safe. Just give yourself a little cushion over here on the side. And I've been talking about that for the last 2 years, mm-hmm. about mortgage safe and how to be able to protect yourself should anything come up.
Right. One question that came up last week in between our shows, someone had an interest-only second mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
The president came on then and said, you know, interest rates are going to zero. So then everybody's like, well, what does that mean for me? I mean, for people that have interest only on a second.
That's the one through it affects.
Okay.
So now when the government says that the Fed's fund rate went to zero, and that was like that for, if I remember right, about 9 years. When the mortgage meltdown happened, the Fed's fund rate went to zero, or 0.025. Prime is still going to happen. And what prime is 3.75 above the Fed's fund rate. So if the Fed's fund rate is zero, prime is 3.75, which means that the bank gets the money from the federal government at zero. They turn around and loan it to you at 3.75. Still a great rate to you, but the bank has to make some money, and that's fine. And you're only making the payment on what you're borrowing. Not on. Let's say you have a line for $50,000 and you only pull out 10. Your payment's only on the 10. Mm-hmm. And that payment's probably going to be $90. It's not going to be very large. So it gives you time to get back on your feet when you're down.
Sure.
And if you don't make the payment, even on a second, it will make the payment for you. So if you question how that works, give me a call. I'll explain it to you. But it allows you to get past issues like we're having now. Those unexpected emergencies or potholes that come in that can take your savings away from you, can take your 401k. Because in my case, as in yours, we don't have enough years to get it back. What
right.
we lost in 08, we'll never get back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the stock market did. It's sure. not going to give me back what I lost.
Yeah.
So there are ways to go out and do that. If you have questions about it, just give me a call. And if you want to look at the asset manager, I can do that. Or if you want to look at a smaller way to make it work that with the rates where they are, there's other opportunities to make that happen.
Absolutely.
But you should definitely be looking at your mortgage to see if there's a way that you can cut your cost and your expenses and give yourself a little pocket money.
720-895-0500 is Kurt's number. Before our break here, let me mention a company real quick. It's been great partners with us for many years, Lakewood Plumbing. And, you know, right now, hey, the weather is beautiful and all, but now may be a good time as we are talking about planning and preparing. Get your furnace checked out. Get your AC checked out. All of it. And plumbing as well. They can help you. When you call, mention you heard them on Haystack Help Radio. They're offering some great discounts for our listeners here. Seniors get a 10% discount. But if you have any plumbing, heating, air conditioning needs, I hope you'll give Lakewood Plumbing a call. 303-233-7007. 303-233-7007. We'll be right back. Knowledge in Reverse is brought to you by Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Wondering if a reverse mortgage is the right decision for you? Get those questions answered. Getting the truth allows you to make the right decision. Let's schedule some time. Your home, our office, or just for coffee? This type of mortgage is not for everyone. Call Steve at 303-885-0254, home of Knowledge in Reverse. That's 303-885-2054. Learn the truth. NMLS 243200, regulated by DOR, equal opportunity lender.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else, you ride a bike or, you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh. Call today for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with just a reminder that our friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center are still open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For your convenience, they are now providing special curbside service to help make it easier for you to help meet your pet's needs. This is for appointments and other medical services, as well as for grooming and boarding and food product purchases. To check in for appointments, grooming, and boarding, simply call when you arrive and a staff member will come out and assist you. For checkouts, pet food products, and prescriptions, call when you arrive, pay over the phone, and a staff member will bring your pet and your receipt out to you. No doubt, this is a difficult time for all of us, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it is their passion and professional commitment to help your pets live their best lives. Call now, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters. You heard during that break there at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. They are great friends of ours as well as our personal vets. So, hey, they're still there to help you with your pets as well. Monday through Saturday, they are open 8 to 5. Give them a call, 303-708-8050. If you've got any kind of pet needs as well, they will take great care of you. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, LoneTreeVet.com. Well, a few more minutes here with Kurt Rogers from Ford Ventures Mortgage. And so, Kurt, when we get into the asset manager here, let's break down those benefits just a little bit more for our listeners.
What makes the asset manager different is, well, first of all, it is not a new loan. It's been around since 1965. And when I was talking earlier about 2008 through 2010, there were 7 million people that foreclosed with the standard mortgage. Since 1999 till today, there's only been one person ever to foreclose with the asset manager. It just doesn't happen because of the way it's structured. One of the things that makes it different, it's a simple interest loan instead of a compound interest loan. Our mortgages are set up on a 30-year fixed to where they re-amortize the balance at the number of months left and the rate. So it ends up to where you're paying anywhere from 72 to 74% of what you borrow, you're paying back in interest over 30 years. And the majority of that is paid up front. We all know that. We've all seen those truth in lending disclosures with that large amount of interest that we're paying. Well, that's how they're designed. Well, we're the only country in the world that does them, by the way. Nobody else does them. This loan is very popular overseas because it's a simple interest loan. What it means is, as you pay the loan down, your payment goes down because your payment is calculated on your average daily balance in a month. So let's say you have a $300,000 loan and your average daily, and you put $5,000 in the bank. All of the money you put in the bank goes to principal. So if you deposit $5,000, it goes from $300 to $295.
As long as that money's in there.
As long as that money's in there. So let's say you pay your bills and your payoff goes back up to $298.5. Well, your average balance is going to be closer to about $297. That's what your payment's on. So your payment just went down. So now when you deposit $5,000, you got a little bit more going to payment. So you start to see this penny to 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 routine start to take effect. So as the payoff goes down, the payment goes down. In addition to that, the amount of interest you pay the bank goes down because all your rate is the amount of interest you pay. I said 72 to 74%. In this loan, our average effective interest rate on this loan is below 3%. Simply because you're not paying the profit to the bank to own your home faster, you're paying a lower interest rate, and it does it all automatically. It's still a 30-year mortgage. It comes with four benefits. It's a 30-year mortgage. It's a home equity line of credit for 30 years. It's a checking account and a savings account. They're all connected, and they all intertwine, meaning which when you put that $5,000 in your checking account, it basically goes right to the principal. It's like it's in a savings account. If you could take $5,000 before you made your mortgage payment and put it in a savings account and get paid 5% on it before you paid it, would you do it? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So they take the interest of that 5% on that $5,000 and they apply it to your principal. Drives your payoff down, drives your payment down. Every dollar you put in the account goes to principal. So it's all your money is working all the time. It's never not doing something for you.
And for people that may get some type of monthly bonus, quarterly bonus, something like that, if they could stick, you know, let's make up a number, $50,000, in something and leave it there for a few months, as long as that 50 grand in there, that's really working for them then, isn't it?
I actually have a client that cleans office buildings. He's been doing it for years. What he does on the second day of the month, he goes into his company checking account. He transfers 50 grand to this account. On the 28th of the month, he puts the money back into his account. So he gets paid on that 50 grand sitting over here against his principal. Drops his principal by 50, lowers his payment. He still does everything the way he normally does. He pays off a $400,000 house in 6 years and 4 months because of what he's getting paid on the 50 grand.
Steve, can I borrow 50 grand? I'll give it back to you the 28th, and then you give it back to me.
It makes money, it makes your lazy money go to work. If your money's not paying you the same rate as you're paying on your mortgage, this does that. And because of that, it gives you options. Now, in addition to that, the way this loan works is they don't care if you're doing a $100,000 loan or $2 million loan. Nothing changes. They don't care if you're doing a 70% loan to value or a 90% loan to value. Nothing changes. Whether it's an investment property, a second home, or a primary, they will do it on all three of those. Because of the way the loan works, and many people ask me, well, what's in it for the bank? Banks don't do nothing unless they're making money. And
sure.
Trust me, this bank's making money. But because it's the number one performing portfolio loan, meaning which has had one foreclosure in 20 years, it doesn't lose money. Banks loan money because of risk. The first risk is if you're paying off your home faster in this loan, the risk goes from you, the consumer, or from the bank to you, the consumer. If you only got $50,000 worth of equity, the risk is with the bank.
Right.
Because if you don't make payment, they're foreclosing, it costs them more than 50 grand. But if you have $150,000 in equity, the risk is with you if you miss a payment. So they can come get, take the house.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is when you give a bank money, $5,000, $10,000, what do you think they do? How much money can they loan out if you give them 10 grand?
Several times.
Eight times that. It's called leveraging. So they can loan out $80,000. Well, if they're going to loan out $80,000 for credit cards and car payments and home improvements, they're making 21%. That's the average number. And they're not paying you anything back. This bank will pay you back whatever the rate is. So they don't have any risk. That's why they don't have any foreclosures. That's why the loan works so well. They know that they're in a great position and that they're helping you. And it, you'll do it again and again, and you'll tell your friends.
Right.
So, it's just the way it works.
Now, and I know you've done this several times, but let's talk about the self-employed people, because through this we've learned there's a lot of small business and a lot of self-employed people. Is this something self-employed people can take advantage of?
Well, if you really want to know how it works for self-employed, you can call John Rush. He'll tell you very well, because he has two of these loans.
Right.
Yeah, it works very well for self-employed. For the main reason is because you have cash flow. You're able to, when you have the money, put it in the account, let it sit there, and when you need the money, take it out without borrowing it from anybody but yourself. And if you're self-employed, you understand that you believe in yourself more than you do other things. So it works very well for self-employed. One of the things they also add to this loan, which you normally will not see with any other loan, it's called an asset depletion. If you get to an age of, let's say, 60, 65 or whatever, and you have a lot of assets. I had a woman that had $5 million in the bank. She didn't have a job. She had retired, and she wanted to buy this million-dollar property. But she had no basic income. She was receiving, you know, her 401k and pension plan, but it wasn't a whole lot. Well, what this bank does is they take that $5 million, divide it by 120 months, and that's her income. They didn't want the money. They just said, if I take $5 million, divide 120 months, that's her income. And she now qualified for the loan. Because they think that if you're able to save or have that kind of assets, that you're going to make the payments.
Right.
That's why they divide it by 120 to try to be reasonable. Any other bank that does asset depletion will divide that number by 360. So if you have $360,000 in the bank, that's $1,000 a month. But if you divide it by 120, it's $3,000 a month. Changes things.
Hmm.
So that's where it really helps on self-employed people, because they normally have cash behind them that's an asset. So there's a lot of different ways to make it work. They do it on investment properties. And if you really want to have somebody else give you passive income, do this loan on an investment property. I have people that are paying off fourplexes in 17 years and making $4,000 a month.
Wow.
It just works.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is have a 700 credit score. You have to have a job. You have to have a little money in the bank.
720. 895-0500 is the number, and Kurt will be glad to help you. Kurt, we've got about 2 minutes left here, but let's reverse mortgages. Right now, with seniors and a lot of different things, and like you said, when this comes back, a lot of them may just want to unplug and get some money. But you know what? It may be a time to look at a reverse mortgage for someone, too.
For some people, the reverse mortgage works out very well for them. If they're struggling to get by, we have friends that do that. And a reverse mortgage allows you, you still own the home. There's a myth about a reverse mortgage and you don't own the home and the house doesn't go to your estate. I sat down with a mutual client of ours the other day, and his actual equity grew faster than what he was paying his reverse mortgage did. He was actually picking up equity as it went down because the value of the house is going to appreciate at the same rate that you're paying.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, over time, he was making more money to where he could pass to his kid if he wanted to, but he had no mortgage payment. The only thing you're responsible for is the upkeep of the house, your taxes, your insurance, and HOA if applicable.
Right.
So a reverse mortgage right now, for a lot of people that have money in the market that they're losing, this will give them a peace of mind to free up some cash so what they've got coming in they can spend on what they need, not just on their mortgage payment.
Sure. Well, Kurt, great information, and we look forward to our show next week to see what's changed by then.
Yeah, we get to talk about this again.
But, again, man, thanks for all you've done. Man, you've been a terrific partner for a number of years, great friend as well, and glad to have you at our remote studio here in Highlands Ranch.
I do like the remote studio. I do have to give my disclosure.
All right, sir.
7400 East Arapaho Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado, 720-895-0500. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Our NMLS number is 298-191, and we are an equal credit lender. Steve, call me with any question you have.
Steve, thank you so much for running for us here. Charlie back at the studio. Thank you, sir. Most of all, thank you for joining us here for Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters. Give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.